It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts in Charlotte, North Carolina, where about 3 years ago, Abby Kircher was a teenager with a food obsession.
I've always loved peanut butter flavored anything. Peanut butter cups, peanut butter ice cream. I loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, heavy on the peanut butter.
But one day, Abby did something that you probably shouldn't do with a food you eat every day. She looked at the label.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so much sugar, tons of additives and preservatives. And so it just doesn't feel like it's almost peanut butter anymore, you know? It just feels kind of like a sugar spread.
So Abby decided to go cold turkey on peanut butter, but of course, she missed eating it.
So I was like, I might as well make my own. You know, there's no reason why I couldn't make my own. So that's when I just whipped out a food processor and just tried it out.
This was, by the way, her mom's food processor, into which she put some nuts and coconut oil and salt.
And eventually, it took forever, it turned into a creamy texture. I was like, wow, this is so cool. I got very excited. Then I was like, okay, how do I want to flavor this or sweeten it? So I threw in some dates, processed that a little bit, and it was so good.
So good, in fact, that Abby started spreading the nut butter on everything. Apples, sandwiches, pancakes, even salad. And she began sharing it with her family and friends. And then, one night,
I went into my room, and it was quite literally an aha moment, and I just ran back into the kitchen and said, Mom, I could start a business. And she just kind of was like, oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, it's a good thing Abby's mom and dad were on board because, remember, Abby was like 15 at the time. So she needed her parents' help to track down jars and labels and a commercial kitchen to make the nut butter. But Abby was still making a lot of the big decisions. Like, early on, she actually decided to forget about peanuts and to branch out into other types of nuts.
I wanted something a little different, and I realized there weren't a lot of pecan and cashew butters out there at the time.
So Abby came up with 5 recipes, each with just a handful of ingredients, flavors like date pecan or strawberry cashew and coffee almond. And she and her mom, Anna, set up a stand at a big farmer's market just outside Charlotte.
And we would just, you know, call people over. They were all incredibly intrigued by the story and how young I was. They would always look at my mom and be like, so you started this? And she'd be like, nope.
Anyway, they kept selling out at the farmer's market, and people kept asking for more. But that was getting hard because they were still packing the jars of nut butter themselves. And how were they doing that?
Spoons, believe it or not. Many spoons, many, many hands. That was the worst part, for sure. It just took so long.
So a few months later, they got a machine to do the jarring for them, and soon they were pitching their nut butter at local grocery stores.
For a young girl and her mom to walk in there excited about a product, it made them excited, and I think that was a huge factor in our growth.
Less than 2 years after Abby started making nut butters, they were selling in like 300 grocery stores in the Charlotte area. And over time, it wasn't just Abby and her mom doing this. Her older brother joined the business, and her dad actually quit his job to join them as well.
Technically, I'm the boss of my parents and brother, yes, which is definitely a learning experience, trying to figure out, okay, what are our positions in the business, regardless of our, you know, positions in the family.
Abby's now been at this for 3 years, and her nut butters have spread to nearly 1,000 stores across the East Coast and Midwest, including some pretty big chains like Wegmans and Lowe's.
Now we're set to hit $1 million in revenue by the end of this year.
Which is pretty crazy because Abby Kircher is still just 18. Her business is called Abby's Better, as in B-E-T-T-E-R. And if you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes of our show, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us what you're building, go to build.npr.org.